Ukraine continues spiraling out of control. Christians in Uganda lack basic knowledge of the Bible, and physical hunger in Malawi is providing unique opportunities. These stories and more just like them are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Clashes between riot police and protesters continued over the weekend. Protesters are demanding Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych step down. Negotiations have been futile. Slavic Gospel Association supports the Ukrainian church there. Spokesman for the ministry, Joel Griffith, says this type of a scenario was almost unbelievable a year ago.
It's probably, you know, one of the most stunning developments that you can imagine, the way things have gone. I mean, Ukraine has enjoyed the largest amount of religious freedom. It really is a mess right now.
The Baptist Union is making this appeal.
Since these events have reached a critical point, society is just a step away from civil war. We believe that we immediately need to use all peaceful means to resolve the situation, and we call on all sides of the conflict to move from words to specific actions for reconciliation.
Griffith is asking you to pray for peace, freedom to share the gospel, and that religious freedom violating legislation will be overturned. Next, the upheaval in the Central African Republic has taken a lot of ministries offline. Open Doors is no exception. Muslim extremist rebels threatened a pastor for his evangelism work. Although he got his family to safety, they remain scattered, as does his ministry. Despite the danger, he's discreetly started his pastoral activities again in an effort to bring comfort to those whose lives have been disrupted like his. His one request? Prayer. The full story is at our website. This is Mission Network News. It's one thing to know 27 million people around the world are victims of human trafficking. It's another to actually do something about it. Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein.
It's not the UN. It's not the government's responsibility. It's our responsibility. Because we know that people are created in the image of God, and this is not his purpose or plan for their lives. We as Christians should be moved with compassion and say we need to do all we can to rescue these women out.
Klein's leading a short-term mission team to Southeast Asia right now. They're building a safe house and teaching rescued women job skills. This way, women can support themselves in a God-honoring way.
It's a dangerous work, but at the same time, it's really exciting because you see God really radically change these girls' lives.
Learn how you can help at our new website.
We can always use people that can go and teach the women skills. Now also, we need women that can come over and actually teach them in the beauty salon.
Meanwhile, using national church leaders to grow ministry makes sense. They know the language, the culture, and the people. But AMG International's Tasso Cianidi says the strategy also poses a problem in developing countries like Uganda.
When you look at the pastors in Uganda, 50% of them have only basic education, 38% have no training whatsoever, 50% lack even basic knowledge of the Bible.
AMG comes alongside to train these pastors on how to study the Bible and also provides other tools. There's some urgency because
you have a country where there is a lot of hunger for the gospel, where people are very open, so the gospel has been spreading very quickly.
Another team is headed to Uganda next month to mentor these pastors.
We are partnering with pastors and other Christian leaders in the United States, and they travel abroad basically on a short-term mission trip, and they go and train the trainers.
Are you feeling called to go? We'll connect you at our new website. And one group is reporting victory over spiritual and physical hunger in Malawi. Global aid networker Gain USA and their local partners recently used a food delivery to make the gospel tangible. By addressing physical hunger, doors open for workers to share the only solution to spiritual hunger, Jesus. Find ways to come alongside Gain's food program at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your generous gift, Mission Network News is now offering the new book, Congo Dawn, a new novel from Jeanette Wendell. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.